it's round two of Will with no headphones.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how this one goes.
And we're going to try and improve over last time because it was a huge shock to the system, a real disruption when those headphones came off. And all of a sudden, you started bouncing off the walls.
Well, you're talking about like members and sliding in stuff.
Hey, man, we don't need details. How about the new background?
Hey.
My goodness. Big Fotis coming through again.
Shout out.
Unbelievable. Blade Runner-esque. He's been paying attention, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. People are angry about Unbox Therapy. Will, did you know that? Say, what's this man up to?
Are you going to start with that?
What's this man up to? I'm just saying, just, you know, stick it out. See where it goes.
Yeah, let it breathe.
Yeah, see where it goes. You know, experimentation, it's good. Little, you move a little bit, you mold a little bit. Who knows?
Yeah.
You don't know. When you're born, you don't know. Maybe you do.
Maybe, yeah.
This rare iPhone was designed to look like Tesla's new Cybertruck, and it costs more than $5,000. That's our good pals over at Caviar, Will.
Mm-hmm. I reached out to them.
They're sending us the most elaborate phones on planet Earth. This one, I think this is the craziest one they've done. Mm. Look at that thing. Cybertruck inspired custom iPhone. I mean, the iPhone part of it is just gone at this point. Besides the camera at the back, which is reminiscent of the iPhone. But otherwise, that's a whole new thing. Mm-hmm. And at first glance, I looked at it, I was like, how does it even work? But it turns out that on the front side of the device, there's actually a screen cover, which is built into the entire phone. And then that thing flips down and becomes a stand for the phone. And the video that you got right there kind of gives you an idea of how that all operates. So this company, a Russian company, they do all kinds of customizations of iPhones, plate them in gold, put jewels on them, engravings.
Add Steve Jobs turtleneck.
They put Steve Jobs turtleneck in there.
Yeah.
And then they charge you 5 G's. As you would and as you should if you're doing stuff like that. There, that's how the front fits on. See what I'm talking about? So it looks like a Cybertruck when it's closed up, and then you flip that piece down when you're going to talk on it or use it. It's pretty wild. What a concept. Now, I don't know. What if you just want to talk? What if you can you flip it all the way back around? Or does it just go straight to stand because you never hold a phone to your head in the future? Maybe. I don't know. Either way, it is a super futuristic looking thing, nonetheless. Very cool. Now, this one is also going to be expensive like their previous ones. $5,000, over $5,000 actually. It's going to be based on an iPhone 11 Pro. The casing is made of titanium, and there's only going to be 99 of these produced. And that's part of the deal with Caviar, is that it's going to be a limited production run. So presumably there's some collectible component to picking up one of these phones. Well, like you just know they're not going to keep making them forever. I don't know where this one fits for me. I think it might be the coolest one they've done just because it's so different. You look at it from a distance and you don't even see an iPhone. Where do you stand on that?
And with the sharp angles and stuff, I don't know if it's usable. In a way,
if you got this much money, you don't need to be using it, okay?
I mean, it's quite a chore to actually open it.
Will, if you got $5,300 on a Caviar one of 99,
I just bring this around. I have my regular phone.
You have more than one phone. This goes on the desk. That's the desk phone.
Yeah.
That's your Cybertruck desk phone. Cyberphone. They're calling it the Cyberphone.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? It's to commemorate. It's like at this point, they're collectibles.
Yes, absolutely.
It is a phone, but it's a collectible first. Now, the unboxing experience is going to be like the other ones. You're going to have the fancy leather box and all that as well. Mm. So, who knows? Some people might buy it, Will, and just keep it in the box. They put it on a desk. Who knows what they're going to do? But nonetheless, Caviar's back at it with probably the craziest design they've done so far ever. Now, speaking of Apple, actual Apple, unmodified Apple, we got our boy Quo is back in the game. He was snoozing for a bit. He's back in the game. He woke up. He smelt the cappuccino, as they say, fresh cup, got back online. He said, look, I got to let you know what's happening. He called up Mac Rumors, the usual, stream. He says, Mac rumors, let me tell you what's going on with Apple. We got all kinds of new products. Ming-Chi, that's what I'm talking about. Cases more than one quo. And he's got a long list. Some might call it a laundry list. What's a laundry list?
It's like a to-do list.
Yeah, why is it a laundry list? You got to do all your laundry? I mean, I understand a grocery list. Why is it a laundry list? When you deliver your laundry? Oh, I don't live like that, Kirk. I can't. Yeah, I don't understand all that. I don't live like that, Kirk.
It's actually a word in dictionary.com.
Yeah, no, I know it's a real thing, Will. A long or exhaustive list of people or things. Kirk's probably right. You go drop off your... Oh, the history of the laundry list right there. And they're going to tell us where it came from. It's a whole story. We don't... You know what, Will? The people are over it. But nonetheless, if you care to go and look, you can find the origin here. The history of the laundry list. Merriam-Webster. Yeah, you go get the laundry done, and I guess you make a list once upon a time in 1922. Is that... You understand?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
1922?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, Ming-Chi's got his own, but his is more like a grocery list because it's a variety of items. It's not laundry. It's a variety. It's like a Apple Store grocery list. How about it's just a shopping list? Are we okay with that? Anyway, so here's what's on the list. 4.7-inch iPhone coming right up, Ming-Chi. Apple is widely rumored to be planning the release of this low-cost iPhone. We talked about it. It's going to be faster, but it's going to look like the previous generation. It's going to look like an iPhone 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Wouldn't it be cool? You do a countdown. Lift off. That's what Elon's about. That'd be fun.
What?
A countdown to launch. Will's like, where's he going here? What? No, I mean, we're just, look, it's a test. This show is a test. You must be able to divert. You must, it's all a question of the degree, the level of diversion, and then coming back to the center point.
Uh-huh.
You go off, you come back. It's a big, big component in the show.
Yeah.
It's right there in the show notes. It's right there in the show notes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you got that email.
Right next to the laundry list?
Yeah, I don't know if you got that in the email or not. You leave, you come back. And you test yourself, you know.
Yeah.
As a listener as well. You're like, am I still here? This guy's driving me crazy. I'm out. Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. You fail the test. You fail the test. Anyway, yeah. So iPhone 8 reemerges faster. Touch ID comes back. We've covered it extensively. The 4.7-inch iPhone, probably going to be $399 in the United States. Maybe could be even more aggressive, but it will be the most affordable iPhone. That's number one on his shopping list of upcoming Apple products. Next up, we're going to see an iPad Pro refresh, which apparently will add the triple lens camera system that the Pro model phones have. That now comes to an iPhone or iPad, iPhone to iPad, MacBook Pro and Air refresh. So this is everything but the 16-inch that did not get the new keyboards. I've been using the new keyboard a little bit, Will, and no problems at all.
Oh, okay.
Not here, not here, upstairs. I've been using the, I mean, I'm not, it's not like a daily thing, but I've used it a little bit and no problems, which doesn't sound like much.
Well, but you always said that you like the chiclet style and not the butterfly switches, right?
Yeah, well, what I had said is I had so many problems with the butterfly stuff in the first place. Even if I wanted to like it, I couldn't because, for example, the MacBook Air, the latest MacBook Air, it failed in like a week or something. So I was so turned off the butterfly thing. I was just like, I can't even be going back at all. So when they put out the new typical traditional switch on the 16-inch, I was like, I'll give this one a shot. And so far, so good, just for anybody wondering. But of course, they have to roll that out now to the other problematic keyboards that still exist in the lineup. And they're still selling today on the Air and every other Pro that isn't the 16-inch, so the 15 and 13. Assuming they continue with the 15, maybe they just have the 13 and 16 going forward. But anyway, they're going to all switch over. Whatever remains will switch over to the new keyboard, the standard scissor switch keyboard that I'm already using right now. Yeah. And the last refresh on the Air was July 2019. So, yeah, I guess that's due anyways. So, new stuff there. They're developing something called ultra-wideband tags. These are the tags you put on things. You don't lose things. You know, like the tile? Tile things and stuff. Yeah. Like, I guess they're developing their own. And apparently, what's special about them is that they're going to use ultra-wideband, which will make them easier to locate with greater accuracy when compared to Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. And the reason people are expecting this is because they saw some iOS 13 code that seemed to indicate AirTags as a potential product. So Apple does their own tags. It's not something I've used extensively, but convenient.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things. If Apple does it, then everybody pays attention, even if it existed before. And then people who don't like Apple, they get angry. They say, that thing was out there. Now you like it? But that's the way it goes. It's the distribution arm. It's the advertising. It's the marketing. You can't extract it, Will. You need all of it. Mm-hmm. 2019, 2020, going forward.
Yep.
High-end headphones. This is an interesting one. Apparently, there's a potential for an Apple-branded over-ear headphone, which you think, okay, well, not that crazy, but kind of crazy because they bought Beats. They own Beats, and up until this point, that's where you get your over-ear headphone if you're in the Apple store or looking at the Apple website. You got to order Beats. But Apple has had such success now at this point with the AirPods brand, you kind of wonder, damn, do they just do the over-ear as well? Because it's so recognizable at this point. And they just cannibalize the Beats sales. And then you ask yourself, what happens to Beats then, long term? Now, obviously, Beats branding, it's got its own following. And it's got its own look to it. It's got a kind of athletic thing going on. There's a culture there around it. They've been out for a while. They've got endorsements with celebrities and things like this.
Yeah.
But the question becomes, if Apple goes and makes their own, does that just completely destroy the market that still sits there for the Beats brand? I guess it doesn't really matter to Apple. They got both.
Yeah.
Well, they care what you buy. You spend money with them either way. Maybe some people internally move some teams around. You know how that works on the inside? They go, give me the guy. Go get me the guy.
Yeah.
Come the back. From over. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking like Beats has always been like studio, right? Studio headphones.
Yeah, Beats has a lot of products. I mean, they have their in-ear too, but Apple was careful there. They didn't let the Beats wireless be exactly like the AirPod. It had to have a hook around it and have like a sports agenda because they didn't want to step into the Apple space.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. We'll see what happens. It may not actually come to fruition. It might be that it's another Beats headphone. Another pair of Beats headphones, or it could have even referred to the Beats Solo Pro that just came out. That could be, the rumor could be mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Or all of the above.
Just.
Yeah. Mash-like.
You ever have mashed potatoes?
Delicious.
Really? What do you do? What do you do? You put butter? You know what's a key? You have to put pepper, black pepper.
Yeah.
You did?
A little bit of heavy cream. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It replaces milk.
How much mashing are you doing, though?
I like it subtly mashed.
So it's a subtle mash.
Pieces still in there.
Like I believe there's a different term for that. That's a smashed potato. No, skin's fine with me.
Yeah.
Skin's rustic. Fine with me. I don't mind that. A little nutrition in the skin. I don't know what's going on. And then last up, they're going to do a small wireless. I know you want to talk about potatoes, Will. I'm sorry. I gotta keep it moving, you know.
I have a laundry list.
Yeah, I got to keep it moving, though. So for the people out there. Small wireless charging mat. That's all the details. They don't know very much about this wireless charging mat. Of course, famously, Apple canceled their attempt at AirPower, their first charge product. But apparently, they're going to come back. And they really should come back because they can do it. I'm sure they can do it. I believe in them. And the question is, why is it small? Are they trying to say, look, we don't trust this multi-charge device setup, so we'll just go super simple with a tiny little charge mat for one device at a time? Maybe that's what it is. It remains to be seen. But you know what they're going to do, Will? They're going to have that iOS integration like they have with the pods, where you get the nice little animation when you drop it. And, you know, how you know the Apple user says, ah, that's why I'm in. It's a warm hug. It's an embrace.
Yeah.
You know me and I know you.
$50.
It's going to give you some money for that embrace. Yeah. When I go to bed at night, I put the thing down. Makes the animation.
Now I can sleep.
Of a hug. It hugs you. It kisses you. Good night. Because you can't do it on your own. You can't go to bed at night on your own.
No.
You're all stressed out. It's frantic. Yeah. Things are moving past you in the world. Mm-hmm. It's all happening so fast. You can't keep your attention on one thing. And then you see the warm embrace.
If I only have the power mat from Apple, I can actually just sleep.
I know. I have the confidence that I'm charging the way Apple wants me to charge. Mm. I'm feeling warm already. So lots of new stuff coming out from Apple. Huawei, here's a story on BGR. Huawei is done with Google for good. How about that for a headline? So a rogue executive from Huawei comes out and says, you know what? You know what, Google? I'm sick of it.
Did he say that?
No. But he said something along those lines. He said, let's see, the guy, he's a representative of Huawei working in Austria. He's the country manager. His name is Fred Wangfei. And he said, there's no going back to Google. That's because Huawei doesn't want to be in a position to have to deal with a similar ban in the future should it ever arrive. He said it really angry in some type of Austrian newspaper, Austria's Der Standard. Der Standard. That's how they say it. Unless you want to correct me.
No. Correct.
At least it wasn't reported on Reuters, because that would throw you for a real loop.
Yep.
So obviously, this is a well-known story. The Google stuff fell out. At first, Huawei said, hey, man, chill. Then they said, we're good. We're going to develop on our own. We got our own app stores and whatever else. And then they said, actually, where you at? And then now, this one dude, at least, Fred, he's going rogue in Austria, saying, you know what? Better off without ya. Get out of my face, Google. Which, Google's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. Not too many people saying, get out of my face. Not too many people saying, I'm good without ya. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw you earlier. You were on the Gmail.
Yep.
You were on the Google Drive.
The Google? Yes, I was. Very much.
You were
so.
Searching things on the Google.
Yeah. Always.
Are you on that there Google again?
Yeah, right there.
Right. Did I just catch you on the Google again? But anyway, so I read this story. I'm like, man, they finally said it. Maybe they're out. Then I started to become skeptical when I saw it was just a country manager for Austria and not the big dog. And then I go to the very bottom of the article. Update, all caps. Huawei reached out to BGR with an official comment on the matter. An open Android ecosystem is still our first choice, but if we are not able to continue to use it, we have the ability to develop our own, the company said. So the company
Hold on.
Yeah, the company said, yo, that dude's a little... Yeah. He had a few too many.
Goosey.
He's in Austria. They got, you know, they have all kinds of nice beer in Austria, Germany, that region.
You would know too many steins.
You would know this. Well, yeah. I mean, you go there, you go to Oktoberfest in Germany, maybe you hop over to Austria for 5 minutes. They got their own version, I'm sure. You enjoy some of the local beverages. Next thing you know, you're saying, I don't need no Google. Fine without him.
Yeah.
I'm done. You'd be like Kirk when he goes on a privacy kick. It cancels all his accounts, opens them back up the next day. And then he opens up twice as many. And he's just ramming. He's just ramming the thumb in there. Meanwhile, he's trying to make a privacy statement. So anyway, what I'm trying to say, Will, after you had a... I'm not suggesting that's what happened here. Obviously, maybe it was misinterpretation. Maybe it was out of context, the way it was reported. Or maybe it was just, maybe he spoke it the wrong way. You know, maybe That's the thing you need to remember with this kind of stuff. You're being quoted and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But the official line is like, look, we want some Android over here. Mm-hmm. Just to be clear. We saw your report over there. We want some Android over here. Mm-hmm. We're still hungry for some Android. Mm. So we got some EV news. Stands for electric vehicle, Will. You got that little Cybertruck on your desk right there. Did you want to do a correction, by the way? Quick correction.
Yeah, apologies. I said Mantis before. His actual name is John Manta.
Who's his? Who are we talking about here, Will?
The guy who created this Cybertruck.
Shout out to John Manta, not Mantis. Yeah.
Shout out.
Will was having fun really with the naming work and whatnot. And he was watching videos on the Prey Mantis.
Yeah.
Prior. As you would. Up. I mean, it's hard to find good content out there. 2020. Oh, yeah. So you would probably watch Prey Mantis content. Uh-huh. And then you had Mantis in your mind, and he's Manta, and so you just...
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you got the Cybertruck on your desk. Cybertruck's getting all the love, all the waves. In fact, our last story, we're going to talk about waves, more specifically vibes. Mm. Probably courtesy of the Cybertruck. But nonetheless, it's getting all the attention. And you know who's about to make a comeback and steal some of that thunder? Hummer! Where did they go? Hummer's going to come back, Will.
That's
Hummer,
great.
Owned by GM, the big. And it was not that long ago that that company kind of fell off a cliff. People were mad. It was environmental.
Yeah.
It was vandalizing Hummers. It was Toyota Prius. Mm-hmm. It was jerk.
Why are you driving on two lanes?
Jerk.
Parking on two lanes.
Hate you.
Yeah.
Environment.
Don't do that.
You know, the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Big cars, big trucks, federal tax, gas tax, mm-hmm. state of California. GM's like, we're out. It's a headache, this mm-hmm. whole Hummer thing. And people stop buying them.
Are they still in the Army, though?
That was a different Hummer. That was the Hummer 1. The real military Hummer. Yeah. This was the Hummer.
The civilian.
The civilian, the regular person.
Yeah.
Costco shopper mm-hmm. Hummer. It was the Costco shopper. Yeah. You get the
billion
trim levels.
Groceries.
You have the trim levels. Yeah. You have
whether it's bulletproof or not.
Supermarket, Walmart, Costco, different trim levels.
Oh, okay.
For how much you need to fit in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, because of electric power, now who cares? You can't even hate the person in a giant vehicle because it's electricity. It's not dinosaur juice.
We can potentially see Greta wearing driving that.
You think Greta's gonna be in the Hummer? No chance, dude.
Oh, come on.
Who will?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, oh, no, because Greta, because Greta's on a sailboat, man, and then she's on the bike.
But this is EV.
I know, but she's on a sailboat and a bike. It's tight streets, Europe. Come on, man. She can't be in this Hummer. There's no Costco.
We still don't know how this looks like. What if
no, it's going to be
like
huge. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a Cybertruck competitor for sure. Anyway, look, point being, this is going to come out. Not come out, but it's going to be unveiled. At least there's going to be commercials that take place during the Super Bowl. And they got LeBron James. They're making a real push. GM going back to the old school marketing roots. Presence at the Super Bowl, and this time with a new product. They saw all the press that the Cybertruck got. They said, we got our own Cybertruck. Mm-hmm. It's called the Hummer. Ever heard of it? And of course, everyone has. It's got this name that's synonymous with sort of a rough and tumble type of vehicle, mm-hmm. a military origin name. And of course, in America, you would like something like that. Then you attach it to a superstar, a sports superstar, and what do you get, Will? You get fireworks. Mm. You earn a few dollars mm-hmm. is what you do. So they put out this kind of preview of the upcoming commercial series. And, of course, we're going to see that during Super Bowl. And it's called Quiet Revolution. And the commercial bounces back and forth. The preview, the trailer... This one here bounces back and forth from sound to no sound because, of course, it's zero emissions. It's no sound. It's a silent operation, but it's power. And so in these buzz clips, they said it's going to have 1,000 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, and they also stated over 1,000 pound-feet of torque, which is what the truck guys like torque.
Yes, they do.
And it's the one question a lot of people have with the Cybertruck. What about when I'm pulling and hauling? What happens to my EV when I'm pulling and hauling? It's valid.
The torque.
Well, you need the torque is great to get you up and going, but then it's also how much EV range am I going to lose when I'm hauling all this extra weight? Mm-hmm. And how do I calculate that? Gasoline is well established. It's all kinds of special stuff that goes on. Different. You have modes in the vehicle for when you're towing. That's the torque one. Yeah. So
there's a lot of sound.
11,500 pound feet of torque is what they're stating. So they're coming for Elon, and great competition. Wonderful. Beautiful. Will it look like the Cybertruck? Probably not exactly, but they're showing us the grill right now, and it's looking very futuristic. So hopefully, I'm hoping it's got a decent look to it. All of a sudden, we got these cyberpunk Keanu Reeves things on the roads sooner than later. And I mean, sci-fi. Cool. Speaking of sci-fi, last one of the day, Emoji Records. That's Elon Musk, responsible for this. He put out a new song. Can you explain this song to us, Will?
Like the type of genre?
Just explain what happened.
I believe it's trance. Progressive trance.
You're not explaining too much. What happened here?
He made a song.
Another song, because he had one before.
Yeah, Rest in Peace, Harambe. Just go on now.
I think we can pull. We can play like 2 seconds of it.
Can we?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's like the build up. There's a drop that comes after that. It's Don't Doubt Your Vibe.
Don't doubt it.
Don't doubt your vibe. And it's that saying happens throughout the song. Don't doubt your vibe. Is that something you've ever done, Will? Have you ever doubted your vibe?
I'm not too sure what that means, but
sounds like a no. Sounds like a yes.
Yeah, I mean,
sounds like you're doubting it right now, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, Elon's having fun. As far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
I'm all for it, man. Just do stuff. It's great. It seems mostly positive. Some people are mad. Some people are always mad. But he's just goofing. He's goofing. He's in the studio. He's goofing and memeing. And of course, he has the girlfriend Grimes. So people are saying she's making the studio available and possibly collaborating. But look, you got a limited amount of time on this planet.
Yeah.
You wanna put out Don't Doubt Your Vibe, throw it on SoundCloud. I'm not going to be the one to hate on that. That's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. So go for it. Don't doubt your vibe. Now, the thing is, Kirk was stating this earlier, starts out maybe as a bit of a joke, but then just given the person who made it, you can imagine this thing... what's that when they go out in the desert there?
Peyote?
No. They go out Burning Man.
Burning Man.
I mean, you're going to be blaring this at Burning Man. Don't doubt your vibe, Elon Musk. You're going to be blaring this.
Why not?
Burning Man, Cybertrucks.
Good on him.
You're okay with it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very productive.
I mean, especially when it comes from, like, obviously he hasn't spent the career really all that worried about putting music out. It's a side thing. So, I don't know. The comment of, stick to making rockets, loser. I don't really understand that. Who cares? Mm-hmm. But I guess you're entitled to your point of view. Oh. If that's what you want to say. That's the whole thing about the public forum. You're entitled to your point of view. But as far as I'm concerned, do what you gotta do.
You support it.
Don't doubt your vibe.
Right on. Well said.
I don't doubt his vibe. I don't doubt your vibe.
Well.
I do doubt Kirk's vibe, though.